Audio and recording over Bluetooth, and now it does this.
Oh.
Records fine. What does that?
Music.
It is it like a buffering,
Is it something
or
to
is
do
it
with
just
over remote? So actually, I'm gonna try one other thing. No, it's so thinking janky.
no, it's not buffering because it's almost like it's just skipping out.
Yeah, it's like these two Bluetooths are like fighting each other for some reason.
Yeah.
I'm gonna try this though. I'm on Spotify on my local, so I don't ever change the thing anyways.
I went ahead and I picked up the Appalachian to pull information out.
Oh, the old
Yeah.
Appalachian guns or whatever.
Yeah,
And
the
then
old Appalachian. Yeah.
see if I can hook that in. And also, I had the core book for Vesson. And that one should work pretty well.
Right.
So.
Yeah, I don't know. What is the best?
The Vesson is set more in Europe. And from what I've read on it, it's somebody who was part of a society is trying to rebuild it. So mystery cases, you go out and try and figure out what crypto beast of fae
Right.
lore or whatever is doing stuff. And they've got enough books out for the various locations and lore
Yeah.
that it should be pretty easy to shoehorn it.
Nice.
Appalachia has a lot of interesting ideas, but the goal is to put the players in a position where they have to decide how they're going to defend something they want. And I'm not sure how you would move this table to that way. Yeah. But I like the idea of people can and they can book stuff. So it's either good or bad. So that's like, oh, sitting around the campfire, and the one person on watch, she sees yellow eyes and just kind of something comes up and sits. I'm not quite sure what it is. There's nothing crazy in the story. I need to do more of it.
Very good. It was fun. Yeah, Nicholas, on the name direction that you're talking about, all the three lessons, and it was like fancy. I mean, you do have the book, because you don't remember mentioning that in the book, the financial system, because he
For which
kickstarted
system?
the old gods of Appalachia.
Yeah, you had to
Kind of
mention that.
Lovecraftian, but all set in Appalachia, like 1600s, 1800s.
It kind of
18.
spans.
Yeah,
It
it
starts
spans.
early 1800s, goes through like the 20s and on through of, and each recording is like a different spot in the range.
Yeah.
So it's everything from Pennsylvania down to South Carolina.
And then sometimes certain characters will show up. And you kind of have to remember, like, oh, that was that guy from that season. Because
So
he.
it's like a audio weird version of Yellowstone. It's like crossing a bunch of periods.
Yeah, but they're
Thanks.
more like the things that show up are creatures or something.
Nobody
Doesn't mean
fell
it's
down the
weird.
rabbit
Yeah.
hole. It's more like they made a deal and they
Yep.
just show up again later. They made a bargain.
They made a bargain.
That's where the Lovecraftian comes in.
Yeah, or they know how to talk to something in the
Yeah.
woods or old magic.
Superstitions that are getting everyone has to see the truth. Well, this is one person who they don't see.
It's kind of a lot like Lovecraft, like cultists where they're doing mystery stuff, but then,
We're curious people, I think we do it.
yeah.
Because it's like, this is something weird going on. I gotta sort this out. It's like pulling the thread to.
Yeah.
But for other tables where it's like closer to Dark Souls, it's like, hey, there's a mystery going on. Carpet bombing.
Yeah, just go.
The only way to be sure.
Yeah.
Or kill everything in town.
Yeah.
Or do what's a, was it Zendrick? I'm just going to curse this town and walk away.
Yeah, just plug it. Yeah, it's like, oh, maybe there's this person might do it, or maybe this creature changes into different people. Let's just kill the whole town instead of trying to find the creature.
Kind of like last week where you saw the vampire. Screw it. Dropped a cow. You're all dead. Meteor swarm. Boom.
I know he's in the ring somewhere.
Yeah.
Just scorched the whole thing.
Yeah.
Sorry about your farm hands. Didn't explain FBI guys.
And then you just go back and say, Emil, we solved it. It's dead.
Or 20 of your hands, but
Yeah.
yeah,
And all your
and
cattle.
50 of your cattle. We're going to lose those anyway, so we didn't do anything. So,
Exactly.
opportunity cost.
Probably in the body somewhere. One of them out there.
Get out there now, it might be edible.
So if you move quick, you might be able to find the blood stain.
Steaks for days.
Eat them quick, too.
And I got the books in from that Kickstarter on Never Going Home.
Nice.
I need to go through those. It's card-based. It's set in...
It's World War One. And then, because I have the... I was thinking about GMing that a while ago. I have just the digital.
Which one?
It's called Never Going Home. Oh. But it's kind of art style, like the grizzled.
And oh, that's what I couldn't remember.
Yeah, it's and then very grizzled it's feel. Set in World War One, but the violence and the death caused a veil to torn. And so you're like part of this squad that you may be fighting in World War One, and then all of a sudden there's stuff coming out of this veil.
No, oh, special squad.
Yeah. And
the
then,
demons are
but out. Is it as hard as the grizzled?
No. It, well, combat
you have a character creation was very easy.
Accomplish yeah. that.
No, we didn't play. We beat it with our parents.
We beat it with Steve.
Dude, did once.
We did it with three people. We never done it with I'm four.
Yeah, four.
Four was way hard.
No, I think you were here for that. Because I think you've been here every time I played it.
Okay, I still remember.
That's yeah, all. We did it with three, but
well, it's very rare.
It's a hard game.
We've never done it before. Four was. But then, like, Never Go Home. Like, I think combat, you have a deck of cards.
Well, everything's kind of based on that deck of cards.
Yeah.
Like, you've got to get across this river. So you have to have a certain combination of cards or a certain number
yeah.
to make it across. Then if you don't and people die, well, you reroll characters and you keep going. Yeah. So it's got that.
And the war
grizzle push.
Yeah. You know?
And then magic is very... It'll take your sanity if you're not careful.
Yeah. No, it's a little more chaos magic. I bought that one on sale. But that sounds interesting. Main systems. It's easy to do on drive-thru.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So much.
That fact still feels like it's going to steal your credit card information.
I know. It looks like something from like the late 90s.
Is this a scam?
even their remake is yeah. still feels.
I know. Yeah, I remember when they updated it and I was like, wait, did the update happen? It looks different. But did the update actually happen?
Like people are like, oh, I'm going to drive-thru. And you go there and it's kind of like,
it's updated for Internet Explorer 8.
Yeah,
I don't know about
that's the update.
It's for the hardcore. It's like this is nostalgic.
Thinking of a fun magic thing, have you guys ever watched? It's actually a book series, and I need to actually read them. It's on my like long list of things I need to read. But it's thinking of cool magic, Doctor Strange and Mr. Morrell.
Mm-hmm.
It's I think it's on Amazon, but it's a series. It's like over times. Like I think Captain America. But it's magic. It's like an alternate history. Magic existed long ago. And people talk about magic, but it's more like, oh, it's ancient. And like, but it's the resurgence of magic will be like, and cool. Like, find who origins magic and whatnot. So it's kind of interesting to take this old English and mix it with, like, you know, what makes a man a gentleman and magic and stuff. But yeah, Dr. Strange and Mr. Norrell are.
That might play in well with us.
It would be worth watching just from like a that kind of time period of like how would it mix. It's really mm-hmm. cool.
I made it like two episodes into Andor, two and a half.
Oh.
And I totally, in my mind, Andor and Alderaan had been like co-opted and swapped. And it's like, this isn't Alderaan.
Yeah.
Took me a couple of set episodes to, oh yeah, I recognize that guy.
Yeah.
Pre-Hope.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The show definitely slow burns, but he gets into it
later.
Skarsgård, man. Yeah, it's amazing. There's all the acting that's related.
It's like the Imperials are confident for once.
What's that?
How the Imperials are actually confident.
Yes. Yeah, the world's more dangerous and right. realistic.
Mm-hmm.
The bureaucracy gone wrong. Are you seeing that?
Let's wait till you see what happens to the.
The young first offensive guard, whatever. Well, they also, the show kind of attacks more like that character, especially focused on a tree versus two Muslim. And, yeah, talks about the ideals. They did a good job of being able to interpretation of actually attacking the top without distracting from the show. It's good. The character is presenting. Oh, I like it. Yeah. It's just a director. It's like, oh.
But they died, and we've got to figure it out. And everything goes wrong. It's like, maybe I shouldn't have done. My boss is going to kill me.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of that. And there's what makes you take action, and are you the baddies? It's not. It's gray. It's not black.
Mm-hmm.
That's that same thing you see with cops in general. Or any authority.
Yeah. You can mean well, but maybe it doesn't do well. Yeah.
The description of the two cops. Worst guy I've ever met in my life. You got in a fight and you picked it with the wrong person. And the other guy's like, he was a fellow brother. He was a cop. He was a glorious man. Yeah, he's dead. But we should avenge him.
Yeah, that theme is like through the whole thing. Definitely his best Star Wars since Star Wars. I liked it. But not everybody likes the slower spy.
I mean, this is the modern times that people can't focus as much.
Yes, it's a patient show.
Yeah.
Absolutely. There's so much stuff that's like, it's not patient at all.
No.
I love how they went to places and it's like, they created the environment.
Yeah.
They're getting ready to attack the garrison. It's like, there's this one spot and they come here every 3 years.
Yeah.
And it used to be this big deal. And they give them the book. It's like, oh, and here's some key phrases that you're going to want to know along with anything else. Regular Star Wars, it's like, I speak all the languages.
Yeah.
Everything from droid to.
Yeah. Oh, and then they have like a scene in there where like a TIE fighter flies over and they make that one TIE fighter actually scare.
Yeah.
It's not like, oh, yeah. It's just a TIE fighter.
Before and I hadn't really thought about that, but it's true.
It's like this one TIE fighter could just whoop them if it wanted. You know?
Yeah.
Or just report on them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had that feel of the World War II, like getting buzzed by some fighter overhead, like hope you don't get spotted or strafed.
Yeah. It helps set the scale of you being on the ground with the rebels, and that's interesting. I feel like Star Wars would be much better to expand like that, where there's a mix of feels. Like you still can be Star Wars, but still like we're going to explore the nitty gritty. But because original Star Wars wasn't as gritty. It was more like supposed to appeal to more people. Mm-hmm. Like it had to appeal to kids and adults. The Andor's not for kids.
Well, look at their animation. They got away from Skywalkers. I mean, even Rebels, it's like they're in a totally different sector. Mm-hmm. And they just buzzed it occasionally with characters you would know. Other than that, it was an entirely different view.
Yeah, and you could still, I mean, some of that was still solid. Yeah, I watched all of Rebels and all of. What was the other one?
There's Clone Wars.
Yes.
And then there was another one that.
Like Resistance, I think.
Yeah, I didn't watch that. That's the one I
can No one likes it.
I didn't watch it.
It was okay.
I still haven't watched Bad Batch.
First season was good. Second season
got lost.
Felt like they had so many episodes they had to do. Yeah. And so there's just a lot of filler episodes.
Yeah.
And then they never watched
season three. I didn't watch season three yet.
Kind of like Battlestar Galactica. First two seasons, glorious. After a while, it's like, what are we doing again?
Yeah. I'd be fine if they just did really solid one seasons.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. Give us a good, really, really solid, long story and be done with it.
Well, that's like the weird thing with streaming. Like, Bad Batch season one is like 10 episodes. And it's like, why not just do like 20 episodes and just call it one season? Like,
right.
Instead of like breaking into three seasons.
I mean, classic seasons?
Yeah.
26 episodes?
Yep, the anime thing where it was like two seasons was 26. The story was done, usually.
I was talking about those brothers who, like, they did Wizards of Waverly Place and the other stuff. They live here now. And I was talking with them because they did that Tales Dark and Grim, like, kids animated show, which actually is really fun. And they said that they went to Netflix to do a second one, and Netflix was like, they don't want a second one. They're like, we have, like, 40 million streaming hours out of this show. Like, why do you not want a second one? They're like, yeah, we're not renewing for a second one. We want you to do another, like, IP. And they're trying to explain to them that Netflix was not in it. It's like the first season is always the hardest of all the animated shows because you're making assets for the first time. And the second, you already have a lot of it. You're building your world. That's all made. And yeah, a lot of that is instantiated. And so you get the second season, you're animating stuff you've already created. But that's also where creativity can get lost because in the fight of making the characters and stuff, there's more pre-burn in that. And you get the second where it's all created for you if it's different people animating it and stuff.
That becomes problematic.
Yeah, then it's like they don't understand the feel the first was created with. So maybe, I don't know if Netflix kind of knows, like, hey, you got to be really sure about second seasons. You know, is it going to be the same crew or something? I don't know. It was really interesting listening to them about the demographics of trying to make a second season of an animated show. They said it's like way cheaper. It's like a tenth the cost.
Oh, yeah.
Because you don't have all those man hours of creating the assets.
Well, just look at like Last Airbender. How they kept that level throughout four seasons.
Yeah.
The three seasons?
Yeah. But there are more seasons than that. Is there not?
Not for the first one. Wow. Because he is the book bearer.
There's just a lot of episodes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
A lot of 30-minute episodes. And it's like, wow. So if you have to watch it in the end, but they kept that level of consistency and creativity all the way through. So I can see that first season, you have Jesus. But if you substitute other writers and people that don't have that same level of creativity, that same wavelength of creativity, the budget's lost.
Mm-hmm. Or the budget's down.
A lot of times both.
Yeah.
No, the Batman on the Amazon. That was a weird show.
Which one?
The Batman, the new animated thing.
Batman, Cape Crusader.
It was just weird.
That sounded good advertised, but I haven't watched it.
It's like a mashup of the original animated.
Well, not like Batman, but like a side character.
And
it's weird.
And he kind of sucks.
That's bizarre, especially since that they have the classic animated series
that's so
popular.
More about like Barbara
and Two-Face.
And Two-Face.
They take a lot of characters and gender bend them. Penguin was the first one I took. Yeah, all of a sudden it's a woman.
Yeah, that's fine. She's a mean guy. Yeah, no, I care if they're joking. I don't think so.
Clayface was different. That's the one I watched.
Like a lot of shows seem to come out at once.
Yes.
I think we got my Plex working now, so you should have access to everything my dad has.
They try to keep the original anime for time, like they kept going like the 60s and 80s for the film. It wasn't consistent that way. It was more, I say, going for something more detective like, versus action.
An episode of the game, so it's like a million dollar stunt.
Not quite as sneaky as the 60s, but.
No, when that format's kind of weird after our modern TV where it's like this overarching story. It's kind of like, oh, here's a story cut.
Yeah, we don't do as much episodic Monster of the Week. That's what we always called it from X-Files days was the Monster of the Week.
Yeah.
You had some episodes where the plot got moved forward and other ones were contained Monster of the Week. And you're like, is this a Monster of the Week or is this story?
Yeah.
It was one of the two.
Interesting. If they did almost a Batman prequel of Grey Ghost. It's only mentioned for one episode in the original. And Bruce Wayne is a little kid. He's watching TV, and his favorite hero on TV was the Grey Ghost. And later it changes out, and some guy bought all the toys, and it's using them to blow people up and rob banks. So he's got to go back. But that would be an interesting prequel type of.
Just let you write it, Steve.
No, I'll come up with ideas. Yeah. I'll brainstorm.
Writing's a whole other beast.
Yep.
My scripting capability.
That's why comedy shows and stuff always have like 10 writers.
Yeah.
Idea people, and then everyone else take everyone else and mush it together and actually make a show.
Comedy shows have to be like SNL and stuff. It has to be insane. Yeah. Everyone in that room brainstorming ideas.
Oh, yeah. I've heard it's like 50 crappy ideas for like two good ones, you know?
The amount of stuff they probably come up with, I was like, yeah, we can't put down TV.
It's a fun journey, but that's not going to go on the screen.
Yeah.
We work ourselves into a corner where that just won't fly today.
We can do that once. Who wants to get fired?
They will find can they get from.
Couldn't be the first time. Buddy.
We're sitting in the meetings for Star Wars.
What's that?
Sitting in the meeting for Star Wars.
Yeah. The new ones? I mean,
boy. I just don't get hiring people. I've never seen the thing they're supposed to write for.
And that is just wrong.
Again, as a guy who's now worked in startups, I go, okay, how would you build that out? You're going to buy this IP for $4 billion. Okay, how are you going to treat it? And it's amazing what these companies will do. Like, do you not... How did you get to this point?
We just spent that much money. I think we were downright talking about how Paramount needs to sell Star Trek because they're destroying it. And they're worth like $4 billion.
Yeah.
Which was just a big part. It's like, meh. Yeah. That's how that should have ended. The card was this current second season was like uber terrible. Right. Yeah. And then I guess the third season was supposed to be really good, but it also,
it may just be nostalgia glasses because I think the way the original Star Trek Generations ended with them like playing cards at the table or something. Playing poker at the end. But they brought like everybody like back in Picard.
The end of Enterprise.
They rushed the end of Enterprise.
Oh, they did. That's the Riker's sad. Cooking in the kitchen for the captain. It's like holodeck program. Speaking of the Federation, this should be good. So wait, what? It's like waking up and it was all a dream.
Yeah. They have a new one coming out too, Section 31. That's interesting. It's got Michelle Yeoh, and I actually like Michelle Yeoh stuff usually.
She's in Discovery.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's the same character.
I just watched a little bit of Discovery, and I was just like, eh.
Yeah, like Discovery is weird because it had like a lot of polish, but it just did a lot of stuff that wasn't Star Trek.
It didn't feel right.
Yeah.
Well, and like I guess some of my issue too with a lot of the like prequel type Star Trek shows is like everything feels too clean or like too like shiny or better than like the older shows.
All that in the original Enterprise.
Yeah,
and then you get to like you're trying to make something still be futuristic, but how do you still make it retro? That's really hard.
Yeah.
Because they did that. All the new Star Treks were that way, and Strange New Worlds. I actually liked Strange New Worlds.
No, the first season was good.
Really good.
Second season was okay.
Yeah, I haven't done the second season.
It wandered, and then it like finally started kicking off like in the last two episodes.
I knew a ton of people's backstories, I think, in that one.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and that's kind of weird for the second season. It's like, okay.
Weirdly, I think Strange New Worlds benefited from having all the new Star Treks that did that future tech thing, because theirs weren't quite that advanced. Still advanced. But more like classic, mm-hmm. just shields and tachyon beams and, you know, phasers and torpedoes. Like, it wasn't as much.
Time travel is one of those.
Yeah.
That annoys me the most. Star Trek loves time travel. This is like, no.
So I think they did some in the second season.
Yes.
But it wasn't time travel. It was, I think it was alternate universe travel.
You're a dark blade in the original series.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they did the multiverse, because I think someone that died was back somehow. Okay.
Oh, Next Generation? Oh, yeah. No, you're dead. There was a quantum rip, and she went back in time on this one, because all of a sudden she's alive again, and the Romulans got her.
Yeah, Tasha Yar. That's right, Tasha Yar. Yeah.
I think Deep Space Nine had the best like alternate universe versions of themselves.
I watched the crap out of Deep Space Nine.
Why did that Star Trek?
Yes.
In my opinion.
Yeah, the whole Dominion Wars, and I had a lot more of those great characters too. The Dukat.
Dukat was probably one of the best characters probably ever in Star Trek, just because.
I would say even closely, maybe the top in sci-fi.
Yeah.
He grew and he changed.
He grew, but he also he had enough time too that his view was.
Yes.
His view of reality or whatever was understand why he was the way he was acting.
Yeah,
it's like Thanos.
Mm-hmm.
You understood him.
Yeah,
so it's the best
he's not just the evil man that's doing stuff.
Yeah, a lot of those. What were their names? The Dominion.
Yeah, they are. Or the shapeshifters. No, the guy that got the from. There's a lot of those characters, especially them. And the Taylor. Yeah, yeah. Third season's a little slow, but first season's turning back into the next world. That's still scary. I like Cisco as a captain.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that one episode where it's like he goes along during the Dominion War.
Yeah, I think the poor Romulans in. This is the only time we're going to sit.
Or when he basically destroys or makes it uninhabitable.
Oh, the exchange.
Yeah, during this season, like, I'm about to fight these things and be like, don't call us left. Cisco's in the bad mode. It's like, I just made that plan uninhabitable for something.
It would be interesting
to do a follow-up, either a movie or a season, because Odo went back to his people and Cisco's pretty much embracing his temple experience. Everybody has almost a deity level 20 D&D characters as they ended that series.
Yeah. Little Dax and Worf thing is interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, all of that was interesting. So.
Yeah.
It's hard to find. I mean, seriously.
Well, yeah, it was a Dr. Julian or whatever that was from. They were like genetically modified.
Yeah.
More like super people.
And he got the aces.
Yeah.
It worked for him.
Yeah.
But the others?
Yeah. Yeah, I wasn't sure about his character initiative, but it turned out okay.
It's like how when O'Brien and them, once they find that out, he has to play darts further away.
Yeah, talk about a great spin-off character.
O'Brien. That guy. It's like an all of them.
Yeah.
Well, they did well by pulling those characters out of Enterprise. They brought O'Brien over.
Yeah.
Brought Worf over. They just kind of enhanced because you had all that history and they just plugged in.
Yeah.
It's hard. That's probably one of the hardest things for any series. MASH pulled it off. Hey, Doctor got shipped out. That one got killed.
Yeah.
We've got a new commanding officer and they made it work.
Yeah.
Yes,
that's probably actually, I think it was better ones. Once they got what's the their other roommate?
Winchester.
Yeah. Like once they got Winchester in there, it was like 10 times better for me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, completely different personalities too. Yeah. It's not like.
But he wasn't all bad. You and I talked about this before. He wasn't all bad.
No.
No, he had the subtle things like, what'd you do selling all that chocolate to the black market? Well, I can make him happy for 5 minutes, or I can buy cabbage and feed him for the.
Yeah. Sometimes you want to punch him, but other times he's on the same side. Yeah, but bringing in other characters is tough. They did a good job here.
You could fall under that Sundari character. Everybody wants to hate him, but he's kind of mushy inside.
It's scary.
I have to put DS9 back on my list to rewatch. You need my second screen show. We're working on something. Just have him playing second screen.
That's one I need to get a digital version so I can have it.
Mm-hmm.
Been thinking about that too. Out of all of them, that's one I've been working
on. Voyager's with. Good if you watch one episode like
once a week.
Not even that. You just catch it on TV.
Yeah, that was a great TV show, but watching them like in a row, I understand why people don't like it.
I like the idea of that show, but it needs to be redone.
Yeah.
It had so much promise, but there are certain things that they answered in one series and then they blew it apart and put it together differently.
Like, the characters were good.
Yeah, I like the characters.
Yeah, the characters.
I mean, you kind of write yourself in a hole when it's like, oh, you got blasted so far out here.
Right.
And you're all alone.
And you're all alone. So it's like, we have to bring in different races of people or aliens.
You should be closer to Survivor.
Yeah.
Instead of Q's home away from home.
Yeah. It was like she always talks about, like, oh, we lost all these crew members in these fights, but then, like, you never, like, you're just like, okay, I guess I got new ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the Borg is extra fun.
Yep.
I think they saved themselves with 7 of 9.
Yeah, 7 was a great character.
They needed that Pinocchio character. Spock was it for earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Data was in the Next Generation. They needed that. What does it mean to be human?
But they were trying to, like, I don't know what they're exploring. Maybe you can date, but it's again. For a while, I remember, like, people were like, "What?" I remember we talked about it, like they didn't like that one. I was like, "I can't believe you're doing this." And then, like, the night that I was going there, he texted me. He said, "Tonight, instant date."
The doctor was pushing down the door.
Yeah, yeah. So she was dating.
And then I think Harry asked her out.
Yeah.
And so she was like, "Yes."
Like, this is not going to end well.
No, and then too, they had the whole doctor, the AI being in this considered on my life.
Yeah.
Part 2 that I really enjoyed.
His character was a blast.
Yeah.
I like that.
Like when he got stuck being short, he was like compressed.
Photons be free.
Yeah.
That was an interesting juxtaposition they could send back. So you're this huge memory hog. How is this supposed to? Yeah. And then he gets sent to the other side and says, he tells us about the AI clones.
Probably. That's my history here. Moves after crew. No, it's too dangerous.
Yep.
That's my favorite thing from Voyager is they found out where the dinosaurs from Earth went.
They had a space program.
I don't remember that.
Yes. They find them before the asteroid hit. The planet, the dinosaurs had like a space faring, like
found
they had built a spaceship, I think, and left Earth.
They did.
Yeah. It was amazing. And they've been like flying around in space, I think, since then on this ginormous ship. It's amazing. Of course, they ended that season with time travel. Or that series. Janeway went back in time.
It just ends.
To take out the Borg and.
No, she just goes back in time and then it's like makes a wormhole or something and shunts Voyager to.
And then she ends up dying or something. I don't remember.
Because I think she gets, like, I remember they get back and, like, I remember, like, I think 7 was killed, like most of the officers, like, senior officer, they get all, we're all dead. And stuff, and then like she like uses one of their time shifts and just goes back in time and like makes a wormhole or whatever for them so they can get back sooner than the series ends.
I remember that. It's like High tech ship, go back in time, meet with the Borg Queen,
mm-hmm.
blow up the warp hub, and
that's true. They do.
Let them
yeah, that's,
yeah.
bypass and take the.
Yeah, because they blow up the Borg network. Too, I think.
Yeah, they do. That's right. Janeway. That's right. Future Janeway comes back and outsmarts the Queen somehow.
She's got a virus or something.
Yeah,
yeah, because I actually disconnect a lot of them from the network, because then there'd be like, the Borg number free earlier to zero. Seven of my hands are what's that?
Don't want to get a Borg over time. Get a government intervention. Yep. They have a lot of premises, but the time travel got in this.
Ship goes around, just knocking people around. It's like, we blow it up, resets everything. All of a sudden, we've gone back a year in time, and
yep.
it's all back again.
They probably were like, this is the last season. They're like, oh, to end this show.
That's a pretty good answer. You know what? Let's find an M-class planet and have them talk about the.
Yeah. And that's probably what they would really have done. I don't think you'd actually have tried to fly back.
Not that small of a ship.
Yeah, something small.
Especially when they met up with the ancestors of the aliens that. Met with Chakotay's ancestors.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, that was a different deal. Just don't do it anymore. I can totally see them starting another civilization. Yeah. And as they got bigger, their planets backwards. Yeah.
You can't do this in an hour. The montage is even longer.
Conversation is fun.
The hands have been laid upon. The quests have been given.
I'm also on call. But I think I just did all the things I'm going to have to teach her.
Well, let's see, last time you guys were looking at the second body and that Frank Rave Landing's like Enforcer Duke.
Mm-hmm.
And then Doc asked them some questions about the death and then Giggles and learned they had some sort of deal with Giggles and to leave it alone. Let's see then. Audrey and Jack shared some banter on the way back to the stable before Doc and Jack rode out for the ranch. And Audrey back to work. Doc and Jack at the ranch. See, the ranch hands were prepping to trap and kill the vampire baby that had been attacking their cattle, which they didn't know what it was yet. Doc and Jack find. Tracks that they follow for an hour, and they appear to be heading in the direction of Black Rock Mine. Then Jack and Doc set up them to wait till nighttime. Audrey met Bull, the old prospector guy who got teleported from the Grim Peaks by a chittering dust devil while searching for gold. Told Ori about eerie echoes and sleeping ghosts seen and heard in the caves over there. And then around, then back over at the ranch around 2 a.m., the vampire showed up. Let's see, yeah, with the cow collapsing and the hunt, ranch hand started trying to box it in. Jack spotted movement, shot, and shoots and takes the baby's arm off, and the second one punches a hole through its torso. See, then it turned invisible and ran away. Doc managed to spot movement and landed a lucky shot. And the baby leaped at Doc.
It seemed lucky at the time.
Claws and fade
yeah.
extended. Well, then Doc got weird and entered the fade, speaking with the creatures of the end.
learning that they needed fire or a stake to the heart to kill the baby. He returns and dodges the incoming attack, breaks his rifle stock, and tries to stab the baby as it attacks him again.
I broke his rifle stock. Sorry.
It's good.
He misses and the baby bites into his neck, injecting the paralyzing venom. Jack arrives in time to shoot the baby's leg off, forcing it to run away.
See,
that's one arm and one leg, kind of.
Who knows how things are running?
So shoot the baby's leg off, forcing
it. Hop it.
We have to run away and turn invisible as it got
going. Doing the bunny hop thing, we should build it on him.
Jack collected the arm and leg of the baby with that they shot off at the inch long claws. They stay overnight. And then in the morning, Jack arrives back in town with Doc and takes him to Barbara Burns, who cleans up the wounds and rebandages them. And then Jack takes Doc back to the bunkhouse. Okay, and then let's see, then Audrey went and got his order of silvered items and talked to Ramses. Turned out to be a former Pell Rider about Doc's condition. She agreed to come see him. Then Ramses arrives and examined Doc and decides she can help him if the party will go fetch a relic from Nightmore located in the basement of her old house. Party agreed to do that at some time. And so she touches Doc with golden glowing hands and tells them he will be fine in 2 hours. See that. And then Jack goes with Ramsey to get a shotgun measure for his silver bayonet and holy water, and then which will be ready on the 15th of August in holy water. So it's 10 a.m. on the 13th. What do you guys want to do?
Well, Audrey doesn't have good work, so he's good.
Yeah,
Doc's up in about it's 10 a.m. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah,
finding 2 hours. Yeah, okay.
Then I was gonna get the moonshine or whatever.
That's right.
The bartender. I think I was coming in the next day.
Yeah, I think I remember that. That he can get you some. I think later today. So best they're not says good.
Yeah. 14th.
It's the 13th right now.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's just show high octane off the ball.
100
room chat.
Never burns. Yep, too.
So I think you guys are at the, I'll just say you guys are at the bunkhouse with Doc and getting up, starting to move about.
Doc's on wings.
Yes.
You're not going to turn into one of the knife. You see me whittling on a piece of wood just in case.
True.
Do we need to tell any of the cowhands that are still gardening that they might want to carry a bit of wood with them and flamethrower? You know, for the vampire, not the barbecue.
That could have been something you guys shared before you left.
I don't think we knew that information until after.
Well, doctor, but he wasn't talking.
Yeah,
that's true. Yeah, okay. So
that would share everything that I heard.
He wouldn't have been able to tell the cow.
Yes,
that
his eyes weren't communicating to me.
That's right.
What does that mean?
That's right.
Are you gonna do the moonshine? We want to get empty bottles for like
all tops. Yeah, that's how I'm doing.
Should we just go get a few flasks so that you can take a swig and spit fire?
That's true. We can go get some bottles, some smaller bottles.
They just say it's Sylvester when. Have all that stuff, like I guess that part of like when you were talking to him about it, he was be able to provide some as long as he, you know, the pain for him, of course. But yeah, he wouldn't have to go. There probably wouldn't really be any other place to get alcohol bottles, anyways, besides the saloon. I guess the merchant might have some, but.
You pricey.
Bottles would be pricey.
Especially in this
town. Yeah. Last one.
Playing PlayStation.
Can you make another play?
Maybe.
Straw for a cork instead of the silver eye.
Scout. We weren't supposed to hear from him until tomorrow.
Yeah, if he doesn't tell us when everything's happening, we're not really beholden to go and help him, are we?
Nope. Mm-hmm. You know, the vampire to deal with. That thing usually isn't coming out until nighttime.
Just our last scalp on some ambush, like a day away.
Yeah.
We found a ravine. So, are there any traps that can be set up for a vampire?
Make one mistake. Something.
Like a snare.
Could
going for the predator.
Poison the cow. Put it out near the tree line.
Would that affect a vampire?
I have no idea.
Hang up, poison plants.
Attach a fireball to it.
Explosive calves?
Yeah. You have an IV of holy water? It's Philip's veins full.
Holy cow. <Yeah. laughs>
Be a lot of water.
I don't have the trapping skills.
Mm-hmm.
So it'd be I mean, you could help design it, but come in and probably do this trapper thing.
Would it go back to the mine? I mean, it as wounded as it was.
Yeah, and that's kind of the direction it ran. Like, when we
fall. Where it kind of came from. Obviously, the bugs weren't good enough for it, so. That was like an all-you-can-eat buffet.
Not that mine, like a day.
There's about a day's run.
Yeah.
You're too far.
I don't know how easy it'd be to track.
Do we do anything in here for learning skills?
No, there really isn't.
Yeah, I'd just go out to the ranch and see how bad it is. I didn't find any trails or tracks. Maybe it didn't go as far since it was wounded. It was regrowing its legs.
It comes back, it's going to be doubly careful, twice as mean.
Mm-hmm.
I think it will remember your dog. I
hope it so.
Might not be in the head of the cattle. You want your age? Oh, yeah, fashion 6.
Yep, I know.
I
can talk to states.
I'm a rich booker. I'm sure it was not wrong. No safety. Let's do this when I go back really long. It's not hard to make. He's like, that's
right.
Yeah, how much downtime do we have?
Come all day.
I would autopsy the crap out of that leg.
It's the full course of the trying to make it. Such as the one was like a leg. What was that part was a leg, right? Mm-hmm. With claws. Yeah, but both of them could just look like anyone really. But you could almost obviously separation of the beast. That's where they're where killer substance that was your beast. But there can get a flux in it.
Did you make knives out of the claws?
They're only an inch long.
No, they're short.
Yeah.
It's pretty fender. No doubts.
Yeah.
Make a brass knuckles or bone claw.
There you go. But they're strong in that then.
Yeah.
So it would be pretty hard if you want to make
I would. If anything, I'd be putting wooden ones on.
Yeah. Not
I'd really be tempted for, I don't know, a pair of gloves.
There you go.
And they would be. Her leg was like, how many these stick? Yeah, go check out, see if the arm leg could come out. Anything else, maybe, more than anything about this, you know, down the foot. Get all the kind of cramps out.
Yeah, lick it.
From the high ground, see, the mountains.
Yeah.
Lick that arm and I'm like, oh, poison!
Yeah. Just lap up.
Back to the mountain.
Actually, this does say that, you always know how and when a corpse died, plus you're unaffected by poisons on the body. So when I'm working with it, I shouldn't be affected by any toxins.
Mm-hmm. But you just built up tolerance.
Yeah, that's right. Maybe. I'd like to not find out.
I was going to say, you wouldn't be able to find like anything new, but you also talked to like when you went into your and so you learned everything.
It was a long conversation. That's right. Just that there it was a human child. You can rise from the corpses of your children to your freedom here. Died to bed due to a pandemic or anything. And they only need to be a coward of myself.
Unless you piss them off.
And that they, you know, they're ferocious eaters. They can eat up and like kill up to like 7 or 8 cattle in the night.
Shame couldn't get him to eat bugs.
No, so,
yeah,
I mean,
that'd be useful.
They're usually solitary in nature. That's so good. It would be rare for more than one to form.
Hmm.
And then, and they generally
They seldom move from the area. If all the cattle are gone, they usually just become dormant.
We probably won't get them.
And it's a used, like a U.S. Eustrol vampire is what the dormant.
Did they, so these are, they only appear as children, like there's never adults?
Yep.
Okay.
Can't tell if that's supposed to bring me peace of mind, or?
What is it, yeah.
Small child with temper tantrums from hell.
Right, I'll definitely sure I'll meet them.
Well, there's a high chance we know where it lives.
How long do you think it will take to travel between the mine and back?
You're saying it's about a day to get there?
No, for us. The thing is, it's supernatural.
I don't say day for us.
It can fly me.
It's like a day for us, so. In control.
And we have to go survive the gold thing.
6 hours there and back.
Yeah, that thing can move. If that's where it comes from.
Or is it like a cheetah that's good for bursts?
Although he took a leg off of it, so it's going to take a little longer to get back because it'd have to grow in.
Go tracking.
Mm-hmm.
If we're successful, we can drink the moonshine. You can drink the moonshine. Which experience wasn't all that.
A lot of experience, bitch. I can head out to the ranch.
Are we pretty sure, though, if it's daytime, it's just going to go back home, right? So we're not going to go out to the mine. That's probably where it's living, right?
No, I'm not going to go out far.
You don't know how far out. Or if it, because it was wounded, it found a place to.
Yeah. But it's not. But
hollow in a tree.
Mm-hmm.
Dug itself a nice little hole.
A tree. You can burn a tree. Did we get boiled water in it?
Nope.
Nope. That's more of it.
15.
So it's 2 days old.
Yeah, dip all these days in holy water.
Dip it in alcohol. What's Jack's holy water?
Easier to burn too.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
No, but I'd make some steaks.
Jack's holy sticks.
And then head out to the ranch.
Probably good with you. Monks hasn't been really exercised in a while.
Yeah, I
like, let the ranch people know about the steaks and fire.
We have some steaks pre-made for your consideration.
No, not those ones.
All right. So,
as you guys are getting your horses ready, woman walks up to their group. Gray green eyes and a mustard colored hair. And they just hand you a letter. I guess the Jack. Go to walk over.
You've been served.
I'm a kid.
Yeah.
That's what I was kind of thinking. It's like,
yes, it's a vampire.
It's Jack's kid. We didn't know how to take care of it, so we left it out in
the mine.
Please, please don't think bad of me.
Anyone was around.
What, in the stable?
Yeah. look around.
There might be like a stable kid or one to like just take care of a few horses, but there wouldn't really be.
Yeah, I'd make sure no one's just looking, right?
Yeah.
None of Emil's people. Then I'd just read it, open it, and read it.
Says, miles north of town, midnight, be there.
Sounds good. Nice, it'll be like 10 miles north of town, whatever. Are you there?
It's close. We hope.
So we're going to have to rely on conquer the Empire.
You're going to be led the Empire. That's really, it's the 13th of the world. Yeah, we're going to try it. That's time to grab the Empire.
Is that because I'm pretty? Maybe. I know I'm not, but come on, make me feel a little better.
Hey, now you know.
We'll see if we can get him in the daylight. He should be easier then.
Yeah, I'd still head out to the ramp. I don't know if it's still morning.
Yeah, it's only like, I don't know, probably spent an hour making steaks or whatever, so it's probably getting closer to noon.
I'd head out. Act normal. Doing my job.
No attention to the name of the sticks.
Thanks, no, right?
Yeah, I was going to say that the letter, too, would have just said, like, your friend from the,
mm.
you know, the trail.
That would have been fun. Like, oh, no.
Actually, the lady would have said that.
Mm-hmm. What? No postmarks? Hand delivered. Address unknown.
Get ready now.
So. Mm-hmm.
So they're using me for bait. I'm hanging from a tree, area.
What happened?
I'm coming from me. Hey, dog.
Well,
why don't
you? That's a shot. Grab that.
Yeah.
They're
trying to get defensive. They get down in the farm here.
No, no one was. Doc is the only one. There might have been some guys that got, like, you know, bumps and scrapes from the cows running around because of gunshots and if they're hurt and stuff like that. But are you guys ready for the ranch 12 p.m.?
Who are we looking around for? What sort of activity? Rebuilding a fence?
Yep. I'm built. There's like
usually like the four members that have made you versus ranch and I don't know what mistakes and points. Yeah, but those would be one of them. Yeah. I don't know. So, particularly if I think. Tell me about what it is.
That's what you're doing.
destroys that hill over to the tree and see if I can find the trail.
Yeah, I'm pointing out where we saw it.
The blood froze, obvious. Once you find, like, so you knew, like, what general direction it ran on.
Maybe it slows down. Find it.
The ranch foreman was a diamond.
Diamond?
Yeah, diamond. There was fallen down.
Blue, black, ponytail, sandy brown eyes.
Yeah, I'm blue.
How long do you have on a follow then? The trail.
No time to get back. For the inmate.
If it goes, I'd do it for like an hour. Nice to see. And then if the blood like dries up anywhere, we can have to do
it. It looks like the blood makes me less and less. And yeah. And if I stop falling. Okay. Start following the trail probably within even like 15 minutes and you can tell it's like the blood trail's dried up.
Yep, you're not gonna do that.
And there's like you can see it like this track's a little more obvious, but you can tell it is like it's like crawling, dragging itself more than just walking on us. But it seems to be heading back in the same direction we saw the other found the other trail.
That's it for me. They won't follow it.
Yep.
We have to find it in its habitat.
We can have to get it here.
Yeah.
Well, you want to be with mine after?
Back in the day. This was a very good spot to set up an ambush. Awesome spot for you to trap its bed. Seriously.
Because
if it has to sleep, it goes back to its bed. Firebomb its bed.
Maybe later. We go at night to the mine while it's out feasting or whatever. And then you wait for it. It's
gotta be fast.
Or is fast.
And invisible. It's the firebombs. Oh, I can see.
An idea.
Yeah, so I'm thinking we don't have time to throw a fire bomb, shall we?
No. Go throw. Sit down. Right, hold on. And next thing, I'll jump.
How do you keep that from tumbling?
They're just really thick darts. They put little fins on the end.
Yeah.
Basically, just like a super heavy crossbow or some sort of like weird powered gadget.
Yep, you need another thinker. Maybe I can make sense.
That is not. Yeah. I have smarts, but not cutting. Maybe of how to trap the bed if that's how long.
or just or something. Don't it. Yeah. Let's take some fire. We can get fire from here. No, it would be interesting. I think we might be able to. I'm trying to look at the version. It has fire. It actually, like, we're in fire. But then they're going to run through it. It's totally free.
Well, that, I guess, would be more of a general, I guess, world or lore rule that we would decide is just
if vampires are like that afraid of fire, like they would just like not cross it, or if they would still, or if they would just kind of run through it. Yeah, well, you can only engage a vampire. Yeah. Oh, it's not really a vampire, since there's no fans, I don't know, right? Yeah, it makes us me.
Who do you bring energy to them?
That's his napalm. Just have a sticky.
Cool. So, midnight playing for now?
Mm-hmm.
She has ride back
to the
town.
You want to go through town or you want to go around town?
It's true. Do you want to go on about going back?
Oh, no reason.
Well, by the way, last time I talked about when I got better, if I'd be able to use my ability to change my moderate to a marine with my surgeon skill.
Yeah, okay. You guys will probably have. You take some quick time to do that.
Is there injury on your arm? Bumping around. Not a good surgery.
Playing happy trails. That's scalpel. So do we want to assume that this isn't a setup, that this is the real thing?
I'm trusting scalp. I'm not worried about that. If it is, let's kill him off. That's Jack's mindset.
Either way, he's getting gold.
Yeah. An ambush, we'll deal with it with this ambush. Scalp.
We've given gold or given or take the gold.
Given lead.
Yeah. We've always had them firm believer in give and take relationship.
Alright.
So are you guys riding, are you going back to town or just going straight?
I don't think.
Bobby's feeling devious. But we want to go back to town and have someone spot me going on.
Yep.
I need plausible deniability. This is getting dicey.
Yeah.
That's true. We could. Then we'd be out at the ranch for reasons.
Yeah.
That's out hunting the vampire.
Yeah.
Cool. Imagine the fun if it followed us over to the ambush.
I'd get interested. Oh. I just follow me one.
How are you thinking about the Atlantic being on the path? Let's take care of it. Bait, proficient, foot.
There you go. Yeah, I probably know I'm in the woods following the trail now. That's something I just got. I'm going to remember. I'm going
to go. Sure. Even the ranch thinks we're just out.
Yeah.
On the trail.
Let's just say you guys right for several hours to get up there.
And they like clear your tracks. I see you guys a end up arriving there at like 5.
In this room?
Yeah. You know, because the, you know, the wagon's going to Phantom Bank.
Is there anybody else there?
Yeah, so as you're like riding along the river and you're getting close to like the area where you think you should be, The same lady that gave you the letter. Steps out from behind a tree and just in there. Smoker voice, kind of like an accent, a Japanese accent. Voice, but they just go, "You're early."
Nothing else to do.
I didn't like it.
I was like, what? Like, maybe after this job. If you survive.
Oh, fun.
Anyways, it works better that you're early. That means you get some shut eye before we.
So anyway, your sister. I'm not talking to me. You go buy his actual cup.
I'm going to make it.
Yeah, so you guys end up writing another, like, 2 hours.
You end up, like, a half a day from town. And she also, like, kind of into some thicker woods, probably like an hour or so from the actual road. And then when you start hearing like more people like talking and see a bigger campfire and stuff. Hear some horses and people kind of just having a decent time in the woods camping. And there's several tents. This looks like kind of like not quite a permanent camp, but one that looks like it's been here for a while. But yeah, as you get up there, then the lady tells her, does he even call her Bubba? Yeah.
Does she look more like a man or a miss?
Probably a miss, because she's in the late 20s. Lean, square face, gray-green eyes. Hair that's kind of like slicked back, but parted and kind of a mustard color. But yeah, you guys arrived there a little bit around like one in the morning. It wouldn't be that. No, you only read. So it's more like 7. Sorry, I forgot. But
yeah,
it's around 7 in the evening. The sun's almost set. Yeah, you ride in the camp, several tents, that you posted, or I guess, that you mind, whatever, agreed by, love it, gets agreed by Scott, and, you
know. That's right, he's kind of, well, the diamond face and gray-green eyes. His hair has, like, citrine-colored highlights running through it. It's like that, that's right. He's got a... So, I'm glad you made it.
Glad to meet you.
There you see that there's just
6 others that were in the county above.
So 7 in total. But there's
no guarantee.
No, it's a clown table.
Make complication too.
It takes yards. Like they have one tent that's kind of like a pavilion. Mm-hmm. Or like covering some.
Yeah, table and ask Bubba to go get some stew for everybody.
What's the plan?
I thought, well, I was getting ready to tell you. And he goes, we'll hit them. We'll be watching them when they're about 1 hour, less than 1 hour of a ride from up for us on the road. We'll hit them. It'll probably be around midday. As far as we know, should just be 3 wagons. They got 12 riders. And then Black's leading the party, so. Should be able to pull off a decent ambush and get the ore and get out.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty standard.
You guys use it often?
Often enough.
Ever had any trouble in the launch?
Usually the people we rob from don't talk. Either out of embarrassment or because they're dead.
Absolutely.
I mean, just listens.
The people are too embarrassed. Okay, right, I'm sure they have their bounties on me, I'm sure.
He was a Chinese person. He thought about it. He definitely put it down.
Mm-hmm. He's obviously never bored anything at that point.
So, how did you work just out of curiosity?
Probably a couple thou around now.
You look at me like Mr. Roger.
Do I look like I'd be like, and
I said, I look around the camera, I'm like, I'm good, run back. It's like you're pretty old, you're not like
you mean put your rifle back yet, or is it still in fit?
That wouldn't have been. But no, he would have just given it to her. Okay. That would have been something I'd be on the 15.
Mm-hmm.
So we just have, I have a pistol. You have your
right here. I have my shotgun and pistols.
Okay.
Then you've got grapple shotgun, pistol.
That's fair. And no, no matter if you're trying to fight my head off, if your grandmother is still breaking out, try to shoot with a bone.
Anyway. Okay. Best. Hit my grandma with the bone?
No. Sure, what are you kidding? I'll buy you anyone. No, they can. For the way, I'm sure they're better. Rifles can have better range. Shotguns can have better spread.
Yeah, and then rifle spawners.
Yeah, how much should be able to do? Well, I'm not sure how much you can do. This is your rifle.
I give you the rifle and the shotgun. If they're far, use this one. If they're close,
I'm going to have to give me both.
That scalp us. You probably will want a gun because I guarantee they're all gonna have guns.
I got a pistol.
Take the rifle and say,
although
so far I've only shot him.
That's true.
I'll try to cover you.
Leave you with the rifle. Keep the shotgun. I look at that and the weight, and all of a sudden I'm thinking, Scout, do you have a blacksmith in camp?
This barrel feels might long for how long he is. That's my mind. I think you know that. So I could, like,
If you want to saw it off, like, that could just be like the few. If Professor Audio
would give it off, that
would be fine.
I got a shotgun. And now he's looking at us like, how am I going to use this? Kind of like,
you see someone's rifle, they take a rifle. Which one was it? Their light, called the mayor's light, screaming like a 45 rifle. Is there a reaction on it? They have, I guess, a video of white and can't, so they call supplies and stuff. There might be an axe on there.
That'd be a free
axe.
They're always handy.
Mm-hmm.
The guy whoever shot by that guy.
Mine would be like not very big. Yeah, just go on my bag.
And see, I'd be checking with Jeff to make sure I don't cut it up too short.
Yeah.
Last thing I need is the balls to roll before I get a chance to fire it.
Oh, these are weird. You'd have actual shotgun shells, so you wouldn't actually have to worry about that.
It would be a wonderful.
But you could have it pretty much as short as you want. Control.
It's going to exit your hands every time you fire it.
Use your hip. I'm holding it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Shooting from the hip and not from the shoulder.
The videos of the hip and the shotgun out with one arm.
House of Lamb.
Yeah. It doesn't have wood.
Mm-hmm. And I'd ask out once. What's the exit plan? Are we moving back here or are we going our separate ways, ask us? Or do we have to take the cart? Escort the cart?
We'll disappear the cart down the river, probably. Mm-hmm.
Got a raft?
Yeah. Oh.
This kind of looks interesting. Why are you asking so many questions?
I'm curious. Comes with my age. I was going to get all those questions. Like, oh, we got a hard break. We'll load it in the river just like it's ours. I'm going to go find that sign before I ask any more questions. You just talk with me, ask some questions, or find me, or you go. So I look back and forth, it's like, I'm in the room.
Try it.
It's just him and, like, you guys at this table. The other people are kind of sitting around the campfires are just creeping bothered by someone playing a banjo. But yeah, when you ask him, like, he's like, "Oh, you guys are, I mean, you're welcome to come with us or go about your ways."
I go with them
because your deal is you're here, whether it's a success or not.
What is the trail like?
So the road from there is, I mean, it's. It'd probably be like two wagons wide, so wide trail, and it'd be fairly, it'd be maintained, but probably like mostly just like a dirt track. But it would be maintained because Emil would be shipping crap out of there, like on a monthly basis, probably. So it would be a hard packed trail.
Are they plan on surrounding it, or are they just going to be like in front of it?
He just shows out there's a thick woods by one, like thick bush grass by part of it. And now we're just ambush and shoot them all down.
Works for me.
The ones that want to surrender, they'll surrender. But with Black Bean there, I don't know.
Maybe we should open this party with a bang.
We intend to.
They're always good, but I mean.
Blow up the road or whatever. What would you plan to do with that?
Just make a mess.
Just an insurance thing. We had.
Stick it in the back pocket.
Not that sneak.
Follow. Depends on how long the fuse is.
It's this long piece, you know, it's funny.
Fallout.
Pocketed a grenade in there.
Borderlands longbow.
Now he does also mention that there's rumors that he deals with the weird.
Mm.
I don't know what weird ways you have. Come on, I'm not quite sure what weird feelings like. Don't move out to my mind. That's why I pulled through them. That's how I feel.
Potentially be a weird if I'm just like, oh, I would say anything, but
yeah. You know. Cool. Mm-hmm.
Fix up my coat so I had a shotgun underneath there.
There you go.
The strap. I don't know, Jack. Does it look right?
Yep, I'd help you with that. How you want it here. You want it like this?
What's your function? Yeah. Pretty much, I'm going to be that. It goes off.
Yep. Yeah. I can help you with that. Do this. Yeah.
Okay, fine.
The spot that we're doing this ambush, is there a high ground? Or is this just an open, flat space?
Might be open, flat space with grass.
It's, there's some trees and tall grass. It's the spot we're hitting is the closest we can get to the road.
Hmm.
I'm just wondering if I need to go dig a hole. Make sure I got some cover.
It's an hour's ride from here, so I mean, you're welcome to head out there. Or do I wait till morning? I mean, they're not leaving.
Well, if it's midnight this night.
It's probably like while you guys are like, it's probably closer to like 8 p.m. now. So it is dark. Like you guys have just been talking probably for like an hour or so.
Digging a hole in the dark.
It's like, but they're expecting they'll hit the wagon around the following.
Oh, okay. I thought it was around midnight.
Mm-hmm. No, originally you guys were told it. Meet them at midnight. No, they're gonna hit the wagon doesn't leave till tomorrow morning. So it has to travel. So they're waiting till about noon. So it's been on the road for several hours.
I'd probably want to check out the spot. The peace of mind, if nothing else.
You got tonight or go in the morning?
Early in the morning or late at night?
Okay.
Figure out the best place to be where the grass isn't too disturbed and you can either drop a tree across the road or
kind of nice.
Well, or if we want to put a couple of sticks of dynamite, just dig a hole and
good
fuse.
We have the fuse.
Might be a real good morale destroyer. Yeah, how do you want to look like a magician? Help the magic. Nah.
I can see now. Let me go down. We'll see if I was. Sorry, I'm down from those.
No, scout side looking.
I'm going to show you where the ambush is going to happen. Take it in the morning, keep going. Look at it. It's early enough morning, so before they get there. To show along just in case. I would really come out as our fight out open cover.
I have a feeling if we all hid behind the same tree, that would be just as detrimental. So until then, Miss Bubba, maybe show me where I can in my head.
It's like Looks at you and then like looks around and then looks at the ground like
pull up the spot.
Find a spot.
Spit right there. In that case, Nox and I, you go find a quiet spot. Nox, you get a guard tonight. Trying to find a defensible spot out wherever we're at.
You're kind of like in like a clump, like the area where you're at right now is like savanna, so it's like mostly grass with like clumps of like trees and stuff. You guys are in like a clump of a thick clump from an hour.
Does like it kind of like road. Drop the swell? Sure, or it's kind of a.
It would be
on top of a hill, or
it'd be hidden, so you wouldn't see like light from their fires or anything. Okay. So it is like it's a hideout. Like it looks like a good hideout spot. But like where the place is getting ambushed is like because this the lighter color on this this color here. This is actually wetland, so it'll be like
and
swampy and mangrovey. So like the road, I guess, is kind of like would be like built up or it's winding through there on like the more solid ground areas. Yeah, so anything else you guys need to do?
No, are you asleep? Can I sleep? Find a spot? Use my saddle for a pillow and sleep? Not get bit, actually.
Maybe this like giggles keep you awake in case he hears that. The song will rattle. Rattle singer? Song of the Black Mountain.
Yeah, okay, so. Yeah, the night.
It's quietly and around 4 a.m. starts raining when the sun that is raining season. Almost early later. I'll come from the audience and they catch there. Catch your feet.
Up and at 'em, Sonny.
Come on, just 10 more minutes. Hope you want to go see where we camp out. That's weird. The sun is like just starting to light the sneak up is way up and starting to light the sky up. Check out
boots out. Pretty much.
That's how you always put your boots upside down.
That's true.
My luck, something to crawl up inside so I can rest on the ledge or two.
Yeah, so where do you guys, I assume, oh, you guys, anyone else going with
Jared would have been Michael, whatever.
Where are you going? Find out where we're doing the ambush.
Yeah, could have trusted Scalp enough. Yeah, like, you know, he didn't.
Audrey wants to find out where the best place to hide is if he goes in. I don't want too many people to come in.
I'm dry spot. High ground. Low spot. And there goes. So it's on the seat. Yep, so yeah. So then. Yeah, but it takes you away. You're like. Ready to go when you are, she's like, walks over to her and pops up and sits there.
And their cowboy hat and just the rain just falling off.
And then quickly dressed, she's like, you got anything to eat as we're riding out? Maybe a little coffee or something? You know, just a.
Points over there and there's someone else, like the guy that was minding the stew last night's over there. Warming it up and has some coffee going.
Petrol stew. I sure hope he kept it hot tonight. Otherwise, it's going to be painful. Come later. Tin cup coffee and follow it up. Now, if it's an hour ride, Audrey is going to try and make small talk. I don't know if he's going to be successful or not. Bubba, how did you get the name of Bubba? That sounds like my uncle. And you don't look like my uncle, Miss Bubba.
He just goes,
he's nervous and he's just wanted to chat.
She just goes, that's what my brother used to call me. Thought it was fun. Then I took ownership of it and it stuck.
What'd your mama call you?
Catherine.
Some sisters.
She's still with
me. Well, this last time I checked, my leaving was abrupt.
That's unfortunate. Hope she is well.
So do I.
Should probably check in on her after this adventure. As you, if you haven't learned yet, you will learn soon. Time is short.
Time is precious. Jesus. How'd you end up with scalp?
He was bringing food to one of the other towns in the territory. I was just handing it out to the poor and other less fortunate and orphans. And you seem to have the trust of the people there, so struck up a conversation with them. It's cagey, but learned enough and gave me some other jobs to borrow things from those that are more fortunate.
You been with him long?
About a year.
He strikes me as a man on the move.
Yep, and there's probably not much in this territory that I haven't seen in over this year.
Have you ever seen Nightmare?
Yes.
What's it like? I've only heard rumors and tales.
It's a place to be avoided. Unless you're a holy man. Or have ample silver. Packed brim with specters and the remains of the people slain there.
Can you kill the dead? I mean, they're already dead. Can we, like, re-dead them?
A few we've ran into have usually been stopped by enough bullets.
Don't just go all wispy and come right back at you?
The ghost folks? Oh, yes. They don't even care about it. They just ignore the bullet. I thought you meant the walking dead.
Ah, the walk.
Which you'll find them when you ride far enough away from the towns. Especially near Nightmoor.
I have to make note of that. How do you kill a spirit? Can you?
I've always heard the holy men can do it. Or silver seems to do something. But we're usually too busy borrowing from the fortunate to give to the unfortunate. To worry much about that part. Don't worry much about that.
As long as you're not making any more, right?
Well, he can say with the people we have slain, no. There's always rumors that the dead rise again if you don't burn them. But a lot of the rules of nature don't seem to apply anymore.
It's different nature. So what's the most interesting place you've ever been to?
By interesting, what do you mean?
If you could go back again, where would you want to go? And the other one is interesting in the sense of it was an interesting place to visit, but you'd never want to go back in hell. No way. Not going back there again.
She was probably the most interesting place I've been would probably be the capital in Grimwater. Two rail lines coming in there and a massive port. All sorts of amazing sights.
And the place you never want to see again?
Where's that? It's the north road that passes between Grim Pipe and the Port Nebula. Let me see if I can.
Been around.
It's the town between Grim Peaks. We're just west of the town that's near Grim, between Grim Peaks and and the Peaks of Light. And it lives up to its name. The road to there once was.
Let's go. I always do work around so you can have a reputation. Also, don't be weird.
Yeah, why not be weird anywhere?
You haven't learned what don't be weird means yet. You'll probably learn it soon enough. Probably even see it today.
You got weird folk in your camp?
You look at us.
You're not just Brotherhood Merry Men? Or is this that weird that the church gets after you for being?
There you go.
It's a lot of different types of weird in this world.
Yeah, it just reflects. Like, there's much things that are strange and weird and small. But the weird should be something that they feared.
A ponderous statement and say, it's just like a gun. It just depends on how you use it.
Yes, and the weird does tend to have its own opinion on things at times. That's where this hunk of metal that has no opinion. And most of the time it does what it's supposed to do. Especially if you take care of it.
So you can't take care of the weird? Does it talk back?
Certainly has.
So it's like a voice in your head?
It's like a voice from outside. Okay. Stay right there.
You know where all the minerals are that are valuable around me all the time.
That sounds handy. You ever think of becoming a prospector?
Yeah, it's usually easier to find it on people that have already done the prospecting.
We got a massive ping off me.
Oh, yeah, see what I like. All of you guys are good.
You've been lit up like Christmas.
All our gold.
Either he's carrying a lot of gold or he's made of gold. One of the two.
What other types of weird have you seen? Strange and unusual effects.
I've seen Scout make his rope dance. He can do things that no rope should be able to do.
Yeah, I just kind of get big. Like, that sounds cool.
It's allowed us to get in and out of places that are away from things that we certainly shouldn't have been able to get away from.
Is there a defense against the weird?
It seems like the church is like a defense. Like, what do you mean?
Like, when, if you're confronted with something weird, is there something you can do to get out of the way or block it or defend yourself against it? Or is it the end of you by Pell Riders doing their civic duty?
As far as I know, you either touched the vine or you're not. I don't know if there's any. I certainly don't know of any, heard any rumors or anything about about removing the weird from somebody. Seems like by fire and...
If you're attacked by the weird.
Well, it seems to be silver and the holy people from the church seem to be able to ward off against it.
You seem to have a knack of feeling spirits and everything else. Yeah, it'd just be small talk for the entire way.
Yeah.
Because trust me, I could have him asking questions for the rest of the night. After an hour, we'd either be best buds or she'd be trying to figure out how to hang you by a tree.
And it's just keep getting shorter and shorter.
Yeah. Did they come back best friends, or she might leave me there to keep watch?
Yeah, so you guys arrive at the spot. There is, the road is kind of built up a little bit, or through the area where it runs is a little bit higher, so it doesn't get swampy or like it's dry mostly, but it is a lot of like swamp and like mangrove. Type clumps of trees. They're pretty somewhat like soggy ground if you go off trail.
Is it like squish, or is it like knee deep water wading?
Some parts of it would be like wading, and then other parts would just be like muddy, and the other parts that would be more solid, but pretty mushy, especially right now. This time of the season, or within rainy season.
Boggy top pie.
But if you're looking for like a spot to like set up and like snipe from or hide in, there's definitely plenty of areas.
Is there any spot where like trees are growing up over across the road?
No, there's probably like 10 to, well, there could be. I mean, what are you wanting to do?
Like it's more get of high enough and be hidden enough, but close enough to the road to actually get there if I need to without swimming. Or going through mud to rip off my boots.
Yeah, you can find a tree that's close and fairly close to the road.
And then a good spot to set up Knox so not spotted or.
He would have to be fairly far back into the bush, or if you just want to sit there, he'd be not afraid to take him back with her.
Okay. That it'd be one of those things
of is picking up on an NC, in which case can send away because that could be bad, or because it's a party.
Yeah,
it's just kind of up to you on like how your person's personality is.
Okay. Yeah, she's like, if you want to sit up here, I can take care of your horse, take them back. Lead them back up to our ambush spot at least and leave them there. Or let them loose when the fighting starts.
I'd probably go with her up to the actual ambush spot. And set up to wait for everybody else to arrive. Let's scope out the area.
Yeah, you can tell, like, just from, like, the way the, like, the river area bends up, like, this is, like, probably the best spot you can get within, like, a day of the town.
With the maybe can't fire. What's going on? I'm not honest, just eat the beans. Cold beans.
Thanks.
Is that be, like, super hard to start a fire at this point? It's been going for, like, an hour.
Cold everything tighter.
Yep.
It's like tipping that forward and watching the water fog go off the end, or tipping it back. And...
But yeah, around a couple hours later, around 11, everyone else shows up. Goes over the plan again. We're just gonna hit them hard and fast. Someone throws up their hands, don't shoot them. They shoot back, shoot them dead.
Worse for me.
They throw their hands up. Isn't that volunteering to be shot? It's like, shoot me next.
No, no one will call to you. Shoot them.
I'm going to be scrutinized to see if I can tell if there's anything advantageous for us here in the ambush spot.
What are you looking for?
Similar to Steve, just looking for good hiding spaces or spaces to evacuate from, or where they might fall back to you. Make them want to cut them off. They're been trying to retreat. Like, what's valuable to me here?
Well, if they try to retreat, they'd either most likely they're just gonna barrel forward if they're gonna run for it, because you're not gonna really turn a team of wagons around on this road very easily.
You can see guards trying to though.
Right. And like riding off into the swamp is not, you have a bad time. You'll probably end up with a horse, with a disabled horse.
How close to the water are we?
It's a mishmash of it's wetland swamp stuff. So you can go 10 feet and be up into your knees.
Okay.
That's why going off the road is.
It would be very dangerous to like try and ride your horse off of much. They would seem not like if you're riding in, but you're basically falling like a game trail. Just a single file going through there and just all those sketchy like you're faster than walking on a horse. Single pace off or something.
Especially if it's wide enough for two wagons. That could be swearing like creating something where you need more time. People like fell trees or something, but.
Mm-hmm. This is just gonna be fast.
As you guys are, it's almost time.
Yeah. Yep, I'm ready to go. I want to be worried.
Okay. That works up the road out in danger.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, if you don't plan to use your horse, you can tell they're all gonna ride in
on horses.
Because where they're at, like you can get down onto the road. Like they're only like 20 feet from the road. That's why they're at this spot.
Or you can't get off the road with your horse.
Not much. Not really for many. Like that's why they've picked this spot too. Like they can aim. Like they're just riding in.
Okay, we're riding in there, yeah. I'll leave my horse behind. Can I ride behind when you pop off?
get overwhelmed.
No, it's true. Thank you, Golden. Hey. Done in like 5 minutes.
It is a 4 day travel from the town from Brave Landing to Phantom Bay, so you need supplies.
No, not doing our travel with his beans specifically and jerky.
Dried fish?
Yeah. Nah, yeah.
And now I'm just craving an MLT. You know, lettuce and tomato. What's nice and
onion rind, lettuce and tomato. Onion husk.
Onion husk soup. Excuse me. I don't remember that guy's name.
I don't remember either.
Like Harold, man? I don't remember. My old guy that just sucked under that thing.
What the fuck is this family?
This is it cool again.
Somebody did a weird spot. Wagons go in, but they don't come out.
Yeah,
like an old tardy game.
Yeah.
It's an 8-bit ambush.
Yeah.
That's all better than a 2-bit ambush.
Oh, no, I don't
know. No, no.
None of that's showing on my thing. I don't know.
They look like horses. They're from the one I thought we saw the pen with cattle. Okay. So, three wagons.
Yeah, I'll zoom in here. Yeah. I don't know what this is. I'm just coming this way. I don't know what it's up coming. I don't see any of that on the street. Yeah. Yeah, so so you guys are like hiding out until the wagon's about almost even. I guess the lead wagon is even with you, and then
do we know which one Black is? Is he the solo in the back?
Yeah, possible. You wouldn't, it'd be hard to like pick anyone particular. I guess.
Well, by reputation, and if he's leading the band.
But actually, yeah, I was gonna say, yeah, this dude in the back is on like a black, like Frisian, like stallion, like a big horse. And he is like dressed in all black.
They're probably
miserable.
That's their names.
Yeah, they're all.
Some of them might be miserable.
They're plodding along. Yeah, and then. Emil just like tips his head.
Scout.
Yeah, Scout. Sorry.
I was going to say, Emil's there too.
Yep.
He's stealing his own gold. Let's go. This is gonna be easy, boys.
Black called in sick.
He'll handle it.
You don't have to go. Put on my wolf mask and bandana.
Oh yeah, I definitely put on the mask.
Yep. Yeah. So you'll.
Actually,
yeah, it was the bottom part.
Whole hit the cat.
Yeah.
You think you'll recognize me?
Want to put up my hair? No, I don't have them. Hide my hair.
Yep. So yeah, Emil gives the order. And everyone goes charging out. And you guys charging out there? I guess. I don't know where you want to.
I'm wherever.
Yep, so and they all start shooting and people start shooting back. What do you guys do?
Hold on tight.
Well, I'd aim for the driver on the first turn.
Oh.
Yeah, that's a coordinated thing. I'll aim with the rifle first.
Just drones from the shows. Smoke.
Blank on that one. No. You work here, just eating a rifle. Yeah. Can you use a real rifle? It's a broken one. I'm not going to have it again. No, that's right. You need to take it. You can make this one a good one.
You're just like, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, so you had a mixed.
Nine.
All right, so what's the choice you're doing? You have it.
Eight. All right, then two.
Less effective, or you're going to take 1 point something. That's fine. I'll take the driver out. That's what the problem is. Right. Yeah, so each of these wagons like have, I guess, two people sitting on the front, like one driver, and the other guy, they're like, you gotta
back up, right? Yeah. Yeah. So you kill the driver, I'll just. And then Doc shot at a driver on the second middle wagon.
I was going to try to actually take out the one with him.
But... aim the second dude that was sitting on there.
Yeah.
Shot him.
Yeah. But I missed
him. You missed. Okay.
So I have to spend some time in the round.
Oh, you just did spray and pray?
No, aim and fire.
Okay.
It just says spend time. Spend several rounds trying to land a hit, but fire a while. Spend some time to be able to shoot
again. Okay, so. All right, yeah. So you just shoot all your. Shoot a bunch. Jack shoots once, kills the driver.
I'm all self-conscious next to Jack.
Oh. Minus. Yeah, I'll say you get grazed. So you take a level 2.
Oh, I guess we have another night, so yeah, I guess we'll go with it.
Yeah,
we can do this. So, yeah, you get a little 2. Cut him shot. Here, I'll sit in right corner. What's your focus? Let's check it. Squad
shoot on riders.
Good job. Scout.
And then let's get the scouts and game shoot down. Oh my guys, I thought I kind of spanning out. So 34, the other riders, these guys are all trying to ride around. They did
shots or use the wagons for cover.
Oh yeah, let's keep going around. It looked like that guy's going to try and take a range on. Yeah, he's trying to like make the horses. All right, yep, so you shoot him dead. He falls off the wagon, he's run over. It's definitely dead.
Then I would start aiming at guards because not wearing the time you want.
I'm going to start using long range on people that are maybe in that front. You guys, before they can shoot at us. You got me. I'm sure I'll use one of the armor. Yep. So, what about you? Are you continuing forward, Jack?
I would keep a line with the scout. I want it. Trying.
Scout. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I would just stay in the.
Sort of... also, look back part of the group.
Yep. All
right. So, Doc's down to start shooting. Does the black stand out or just look like everybody else? If his horse looks, he stands out like.
He's just a black on black
horse. I'm going to take a shot at him.
He's a man of man.
I'm going to spend a point to make it a mixed.
All right.
I want to say it's glancing is less effective.
What's that?
Or not. You get knocked somewhere.
I'm not putting myself in the games.
Are we still riding up closer? Are you staying in line with?
I'm kind of just hanging back a little bit and trying to shoot at range. So I won't have as many like pistol fire people in. I have a rifle.
You want to focus on writing and I'll shoot?
You didn't write in?
He's not.
I'm riding behind.
He's on selling
the horse. Oh, okay. Well, then I would
I'm on the back figuring I'm this is going to end up close in the middle.
And yeah.
I'll just okay. Hop off.
If that's the, if that was the plan, then I'd still be writing
in. But if everybody's staying back.
No, it's fine. They all wrote in. These are all writing in. I just won't hang back then. If that was the plan and you're on my horse, then I'll just ride in to drop you off.
No, you go ahead and do it.
But I'll come towards the.
If they get close enough, I'll shoot them. If you want to hang back, then I'll just.
No, that's fine. I would not hang back if I was going to drop you off. Then I would shoot it black, but I would be riding down this direction.
Okay.
So I don't know if you're shooting. Are you shooting?
I got. If they're in pistol range.
Yeah, you guys are. It's. You're only like maybe like 20 feet away from everyone. That's just. They charge in. They're shooting in there.
And yeah. Whichever guard's closest. The greatest threat is the one I'd be shooting. Eight. My reflexes, these bundles go.
Alright, so what do you... Are you a glancing shot or you're in danger?
There's a lot of danger left.
There is a lot of danger left. I better go for not as effective. We'll go for glancing. Doc might get mad at me if I draw attention.
It's up to you.
What? You make a great cheer.
As I demonstrate a single time.
My doctor gets hurt.
Yeah. So yeah, you wing one of the guys, but that doesn't stop the these guys, you can see one dude is ridden up to this, or they're riding up to the horses to get to like grab them. You can tell that they're like keeping them going, like down the road. You can hear Black shouting at them to keep the wagons going, get faster. And these guys are kind of like set up like a screen now, like they're.
Mm-hmm.
In front of like, yeah, they're setting up like a screen basically, and they're just ripping and firing. O'Neill's squad shoots down another guy. Yeah, and then whole group here is still. Now you're kind of like dancing around, shooting at each other. riding around. Yeah, so just keep going around. You do see Black's going. You see Black go around the back side. Moving up the line towards the front. Alright, so what are you guys doing?
I still be pulling down towards the front with the group. Can I see these guys that are trying to pull on these horses?
And if you want to shoot at them, that's going to be a disadvantage because you're riding, they're riding. So.
Okay. But not disadvantage of these guys?
No, because they're all active in fighting.
Mm-hmm.
But you can tell that the carts are speeding up.
All right. I'm actually just going to shoot the first horse.
Okay. All right.
I will. Let's see. Use that point to make it a fix.
All right.
I'm gonna go ahead and like put myself in danger to kill the horse.
All right. So you shoot the horse. As it's, you can see it get shot, and you see black, yeah, you shoot it, and it's, you wound it, it's still running, and you can see, black runs up and, like, points over, shouts at him, and it's like, shouts at those guys to start focusing. More on the to protect the horses too.
When he yells that out, am I within range to shoot at him?
You can certainly try and shoot at him. Assuming with disadvantage because he's like on the back side of the carts.
You're making too much noise. I will spend a couple of luck points to get that to a 7.
All right.
And I'm going to draw attention and...
Oh, great.
All right.
For an effective hit on him. I don't think he's wearing anything bulletproof, but...
Yeah, you managed to get a shot on him and hit him. And then also, like, while you're, like, when you pass, yeah, you do manage to, like, lock eyes with him. So it's, like, kind of like that weird moment. Yeah, you lock eyes, and you see one of his eyes turn purple. Like, it glows purple.
Oh, it's time.
And then you see two of the guys that got shot down, kind of like spring up, and they have like this purple glow in their eyes, and they come rushing at you and Doc.
Like not with guns, like just with hands.
Yeah, they're. Yeah, and you can see like they're. Chest shots or got shot in the head or whatever, but they're very clearly they should be dead. I'm running up at you guys. Scout shoots down there, shoot down another person.
Yeah, I just shoot the guy in closer. Mm-hmm. Aiming. Oh. 10. Plus. Aim to kill, shoot to kill.
Yeah. Drop another. That guy drops. Doc and I guess and Audrey. It's obviously me. These guys, they rush up and are trying to like pull you guys off your horse.
Ride faster in front of the wagon. We'll see if they'll run over them.
All right, like, are they? They're grabbing onto us right now.
Yeah, they say they are trying to pull you off your horse. So what do you do?
Stick the muzzle of my rifle down in his face and just pull the trigger.
All right.
Just do it again there.
Yep. What about you, Audrey?
Oh, I got so many. I should just.
All right, giving you a pipe roll.
I got a mixed.
Rip, man.
9.
All right, so.
And just go poking in the eye. This purple eye. I'm already in lots of danger, so I just put myself in danger and blow his head off.
All right. Let's see. So Audrey, what are you got? 7 to 9 results, so you have OG and law off of you. Yeah, I'll say the. I guess you get. You'll get more like the guy will call back. Actually, no, I guess he can become disarmed or the enemy backs you into the corner, which will take to mean that he was able to pull you off the horse.
So he's dead, but I've fallen off the horse?
Yeah, essentially, yeah.
Okay.
You hurt the enemy and the enemy hurts you.
So I get pulled off the horse and just like
Yeah, I was gonna say, so yeah, the guy that you shot, Doc, you see like the bullet like passes right through his face. But he seems to not care. But his eyes are still glowing.
He still has eyes.
Well, so it went through his face, so I shot him right in the forehead. But he is still active. He staggered back a step. The one that you stab, you see like the as you're like getting pulled off, you see the purple go away.
Okay. I wanna pull up my horse since he's now off. I'm gonna pull up my horse like to rear and then just have it and then like spur him to go, but so that his hooves come down on the guy in the mud and just squish him and then like blast forward. And as I do that, I'm gonna pull my gun up and try to kill the other horse.
All right, give me a fight roll for your horse. Nice. Yeah, while you're.
How do you do a fight roll for the horse? Just normal roll?
Yeah, it'll be with your grit. Or it's a flat roll if you're just relying on your horse.
Oh. Well, my grit's also flat, so yeah. I'll spend one to make it successful.
Start adding.
I just spent another point to make it successful.
Could add stats to your horses.
Yeah.
Maybe next week.
So it'll be a mixed.
Okay. Yeah, so you trample over that guy. And knock him to the ground, but then two of the other like more riders are coming at you because they can see that they're rushing at the horse. You're rushing at the horse, so then
sure.
You go and shoot. So,
Josh, I'm rolling. I haven't rolled any successful rolls tonight. They've all been requiring a point, so I got another left point. So fail and miss it.
Okay. So flat. So that's just a straight miss.
Yeah, so I missed it.
So if they're coming around for him, and I'm off the horse, and if they're within range, I want to pop up that shotgun and shoot both of them as they're closing in. So I'm behind your horse. You just see buckshot fly behind you.
Yeah, sir.
I wouldn't have to spend that much. Sorry, what was that?
Oh, no, I was just going to say, so if you straight missed, what was your
I just realized I didn't even actually spend the other ones to get 7 because I had a plus 1. I was just thinking of grit for some reason. Anyways, you were saying?
So you rolled a 7 on shooting the horse?
Yeah. Okay.
Do you fire, you take shot, or do you plan to see?
Sorry. No. That I just missed.
Oh, okay.
It was the normal, like, your aim and fire. And now I have to, like, spend time to reload to shoot again.
Okay, so you straight up.
I straight up missed the horse.
Yeah, you. Yeah, well, I mean, everything is also like moving up the trail because you guys are. It's not static. Their horses. They're trying to gallop off while everyone's kind of like fighting, racing up the road. So you would probably actually be getting left behind. So I'll say, yeah, you got pulled off the horse. He trampled the guy and is running up at the other.
Okay.
Horse. You can shoot at the guys that are coming down.
or shoot at one of them, I guess.
And rather than reload the rifle, I would just put it away and pull my pistol.
Okay.
Ben, how far away is it if I wanted to run to the wagon?
I'll say the way they're moving, you could make a shot for getting onto the middle wagon.
Unless you're calling for me, I'll come pick you up.
No, I'll do it. I'll run for the middle wagon.
There is two guys on that one. We haven't dealt with them. If I see I'm doing that, I'll shoot at those two guys.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll switch to my pistols and go and try to shoot them both.
Okay.
I got it. I guess I could spend $2. I'll bump it to 7.
And screen guy is oddly running for the running for the.
But I got a 7, and I'll just place myself in danger.
Okay.
Yeah, let's take out those two drivers. Audrey's running up.
All right. Yeah, I'll say you. Yeah, you get both of them. So you're. I'll have you do. React to danger using, I guess, your reflexes or strength would be either
the grit or reflexes.
Actually, no, I guess this would make sense to be reflexes because the danger would be like being run over. I need you to, you get shot at, so you want to try and dodge the incoming bullets.
Just replay.
If you're dodging, like, yeah, if you're trying to dodge them, or...
He's 7.
I'm going to spend a lot of luck to get myself up to 10.
Okay.
The reflexes is my worst.
Yeah, okay. You'll take a minor grazing. You get grazed.
I get a roll and move. And once next time when I've got another action.
Or no, yeah, so you run up, you get up there, and I don't know if you shove the bodies off, should push them out of the way or just sit on them.
I go across them and Black's just on the other side, nice and close. He's worthy of shopping.
All right.
Give him both barrels.
Exactly.
And, yep, you can roll that up. Audrey's on the cart now.
Got any luck?
Only for making a mess. Yeah.
Make a mess.
Terrible tonight.
The rules. Now, because it's a shotgun and I'm that close, is there advantage in that, or is it just...
Not... only if it was stationary, I'd be fine with advantage, but everything is moving. Yes. And he's not passive. Like, he saw you do all that stuff too, so he's gonna be like reacting to what you're doing.
It's a complete miss, and I've gotta reload.
Okay.
Use the other bodies for defense and try to move them out of the way.
Yeah, so you did it was just straight miss.
Yeah.
Okay.
I rolled a 4 and my reflexes are -1. So yeah, there was. I spent all my luck to get on the wagon.
Yeah, so he just goes over it and shoots you. So a major gunshot wound. So that's, and then I guess you'll have bleeding, to minor bleeding right now. All right.
Welcome to my world.
did you have something that you had to react to?
Yeah, so I got it. That's my wrathful. The first time you're hurt in a fight, make a slave your rage. Then you can either, then it's just a grit, and then I get angered depending on what I roll. But I'm either goad an enemy, destroy a weapon if they're within reach, or terrify an enemy into fleeing or freezing, and I would do that one.
The freezing.
The terror. So I got one anger. I could spend. So I either terrify an enemy and. Or fleeing or freezing.
Okay. Are you doing that now, or?
Yeah. So whoever shot at me would
So, is that only applied to the guy that shot you, or is that anyone?
I think it's anyone.
So I will give you the opportunity that, like, you saw, because you're there, you see, you shot the guys at Audrey, so you see him get up there, try and shoots at Black, misses. So if you want to, like, cause him to, like, freeze or whatever, if you want to spend your point.
Yeah, I would do that. To and avoid, then I would start riding up.
To avoid Audrey taking the damage.
I would start charging forward towards Black.
I should have colored could have just the that's right. So one of Scalp's gang guys goes down. So I'll just keep these in a line. We'll just do this.
Works for me.
You guys just have to use your
I'll use my token.
Yeah, well, you can use your tokens or just like the we're using fiction. So these are basically the battle lines right now.
No, I would be riding up towards if I shot him get shot.
Yeah, if you want to, you guys can put minions like where you're at.
No, I'd be up there.
Oh. Okay. That's true.
Doc is like up here.
Yeah, he's up there. So there are guys on horses too. They're big, I know. I almost tried to buy some minis for this.
What about that too?
Well, we'll buy some like wagons, Western. Yeah, but there's
Brack.
I didn't see any real Western.
There's not very much.
You have to like go on Etsy.
Yeah, then they're like $20 a figure, like mini, and it's like,
just depends.
I actually considered buying a 3D printer.
Well, I'm gonna get one then.
They're small enough.
I should just ask Lecter if he wants to print a bunch of Western stuff for us. I'll pay
for that. I totally would.
I should ask.
I wonder if it's still set up.
Yeah, that's true. So it is 9 o'clock. Do you guys want to pause and
pick this up? Yeah, it'll probably be a while to finish it.
Yeah.
I'm going to give a week to see if our dice start rolling
better. Oh my gosh. I have a right roll
so unsuccessful. Everything is resolved now, right? So, Audrey, you don't have any wounds because Jack prevented. He caused
he froze.
Black to, when he went to shoot, froze, and that was enough for you to duck.
And then my eyes would like flash like yellow, and there probably would have been some sort of thing up here for a second in Black when I saw that, and that's what made him
flinch.
Yeah, like a shadow creature or something, just like it would have been Black when I saw that, and that's what made him like freeze or run.
You would see that it'd be like a hesitation.
Yeah.
For him, like, so you would instantly know that, like, that he wasn't, he should have been more scared of that than he was.
Yeah. You see the gold in your cart? Which one has the gold in it?
As I ducked, I would probably be looking, what am I in here with?
You are in the gold cart.
The TNT. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Natural
bullshit. Okay, so do we learn anything new about the world?
We're starting to see some of the different types of weird.
We kind of learned about that pass that isn't very nice.
The Lawless Pass.
The Lawless Pass.
Learn more about Nightmare.
We learned some stuff.
Yeah. Undead. If it's a body, it's silver. If it's a spirit, run.
You know. Maybe priest or whatever.
Maybe some holy water.
Did we overcome a notable monster?
Yeah.
We're working on it.
Just my own pride.
And probably no treasure list. I know.
Next session, if we make it back to town.
Any session or character low lights that is more notable? Any highlights?
Low lights, I can't hit anything.
Yeah. It's just unbrutal. Like, you have to focus into that.
Oh. Luck is.
Yep.
You save your luck if for an extended period
because
you just don't know when.
Yep.
Come on, Karma. Beat the tar out of me. I'm going to need it later.
Let's see. Oh, and then there's probably no long term goal stuff that's different.
Finish this heist and hopefully. Yeah, we go back to town.
Yeah, and then, next week, finish heist.
Do we pick up two more laptop then? Being able to answer questions?
Just one.
Just one?
Just okay. One.
Yeah. The way I'm rolling tonight?
Mm-hmm.
All right, finish the fight if you guys all survive. Off to the vampire.
Yep. Finish that. Get my gear.
Yeah. Would Black come close enough to the wagon if he knows I'm on the wagon with the gold?
Entirely possible.
I guess the other ones are just supplies then. But yeah, good.
But once I see it, then I'm kind of wondering. I'm also looking at my skills. See. That can't hit anything. So there'd be a level of frustration there.
Yeah.
So if he's close enough, I can see Audrey jumping on the horse and doing some very crazy
crap. That's true. Our doctor keeps getting all the damage.
Somebody's got to do it.
Yeah.
Trying to figure out what my weird would be and tying it in with.
What is, like, your...
Well, weirdo is, like, you're weaving colors. It's neither here nor there. So I'm kind of thinking with the idea of I took this skill, right, the servant, and I've got the fire. So I'm wondering, what if his weird would be, like, detonate? An AoE firestorm that would go out to a certain range and incinerate all enemies.
That
would always burn them greatly.
Right. The only thing that might step too much on the fighter's thing, because he has something that just is like, can delete bad guys.
Well, he's got the one where
mine's just ripping hair with teeth and claw. So
you would be morphing into something else. I'm just detonating. Kind of like under pressure, just. But I don't know.
Yeah. I'll read on that too. I don't just read a whole bunch on the character sheets a whole lot.
Oh, with the ripping hair? I see what it is. Yeah. A single enemy deletion. It would be the equivalent. It would be the knife and I would be just the firecracker.
Or I would use it to jump between targets if they were close enough.
Yeah. Could the dots slow?
Yeah. And then.
Till the rage runs out.
Yep.
Oh, you see that.